Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, this piece of Nesiva Shalom actually might be, in my opinion, my limited perspective and my humble opinion, maybe the best word to use is my personal opinion. In my personal opinion, because I'm probably not humble enough, definitely limited, but in my personal opinion, this piece of Nesiva Shalom is possibly the most important piece in all of Sefer Nesiva Shalom. It's a famous idea in Chassidus, or it was popularized, I believe, prior to Nesiva Shalom by the Sfas Emes. And that's on HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. For those who've been listening to me for the last couple of years in Nesiva Shalom, it's definitely a repeat, because I find this piece so fundamental and so powerful. This is pages Pehe, Pevav, and Pezayin. Let's see how far we get. The Rebbe describes that in this week's parasha, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'al Aaron Meretz Mitzrayim Leymar, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Roish Chadash and Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. Parshas HaChodesh and the parsha of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, it is introduced as that the first mitzvah is to give us Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. Hine Kasa Rashi Bereish Bereishis Shlo Yitzar Chlaskel HaTorel Mechodesh Hazeh Lachem. Since the first mitzvah, the Torah really shouldn't have started with Bereishis, it should have started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. HaReish HaMitzvah Zu Shel Kiddush HaChodesh Bo HaYiroi LaHaskel HaSa Torah V'Tzarech L'Var Inyoni HaMiuchad. So question number one is, what is it that the Torah would have started instead of Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Es HaRetz, something so fundamental? The Torah would have started with Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is very complex, very at first glance, not relevant at all to the average Jew. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, all the nuances of Kiddush HaChodesh, the astronomy that's involved with Kiddush HaChodesh is the most complex of almost anything else in Torah. And what's the connection between this and Yitzias Mitzrayim? And here there's a fascinating Mechilta, which is really important. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Lo mana ba adam rishon klomar shimos adam rishon yitzias mitzrayim ayimonim lechama. Originally, the calendar was a solar calendar, not a lunar calendar. Verak meheis yitzias mitzrayim shenitzdavu b'mitzvas kiddush hachodesh ischil limnos levana. The lunar calendar begins at this moment. Rishon hu lechem. Also, the Chazal darshin lechem v'lo la'akum. It's going to be particularly to you and not to the Gentiles. In other words, a simple pshat is that the Gentiles calculate according to the solar, we according to the lunar. But we're going to see that in Chassidus, there's something much deeper that's going on. And this is a very important question. All of the mitzvahs in the Torah, except for seven, is lachem v'lo la'akum. So why over here does it say, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem v'lo la'akum? Another great kasha. Lama ne'mar be'eretz Mitzrayim. Let's remind ourselves. What did the Torah say? Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mar. Specifically over here, it says be'eretz Mitzrayim. She'en ha'Torah mefereshes b'chol dibur dibur heichen ne'mar. Gevaldik kasha. Va'inyin the yisoid agadol behektim ha'shem atzinu v'chazal shefligu ma'od b'inyin kiddush ha'levana. Chazal also speak about the chashivas of Kiddush Levana in a very, very strange way. This is going to be actually not the beginning of the answer, but the final question. And that is, Kiddush Levana is as if you're accepting the Shechina. It's a bracha. But what is it like? Why is it equated to being the Kabbalah Shechina? The concept of Levana v'lachem v'loy la'akum is that even when things seem dark, we know that there is going to be a rebirth of the moon. Yodim shehi taskel shuv l'heir kibur yishayna v'tachzil l'milua. Kach gam chaye am Yisrael. Kedugmas halavana. So too the life of Klal Yisrael is like the moon. Kol seder achayim shel am Yisrael rotzuf zmanim shel choshech v'afela. There are times in Klal Yisrael that there is extremely dark. Rov yimeim begaluyos v'sovum tzoros rabos v'ros. Ach Yisrael moinin l'levana v'ach b'siach hashchus yoidim sheshuv yoshuv u'la'ir kibirishayna u'kumay sha'amrim b'birchis halavana. And the Rebbe puts it back into the words of Kiddush Levana. Choyk uzman osan lehem shlo yishanu es tafkidam. So describing the astronomy, the celestial beings have their times and they're consistent. Sasan usmeichim lasas ritzayin kainam. And they rejoice to do the will of God even when it's kaviyachol dark. Shegam bizman siyach hashchus. Part of being a Jew is being part of an experience at times of Esther Panim, and during that time, nevertheless, they rejoice to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu pirush ha'chodesh hazeh lachem. V'chem v'loy la'akum, sh'Yisrael doymim l'voyna b'kach, sh'os sh'yisod ki'umam, hu mitay choyshech, afilu, v'afela, that our existence is even during the darkness. V'oid, k'dei kach sh'kol sh'eina b'ester panim, eina mehem, and it goes so far, that if you don't experience Esther panim, then you're not a Jew. Part of being Jewish, v'chem v'loy la'akum, is to experience Esther. This is the most important mandate for a Jew to hear. It's not stam darkness. Elazei bashkocha protes mea kodesh baruch hu. V'chayk uzman nosen lem shlo yishanu es tafkidam. I want to tell you an amazing story that starts in learning. That's from this morning's Chaye Adam. I realized that Dvar Halacha is supposed to be 2 minutes before Kadosh Rabbanan. And there was a part of me that had to hold back. It's mamish connected to today's halacha that is connected to this piece. And I had to hold back, and now I realized, I'll tell it to you. We had in today's Chaye Adam, the Chaye Adam's girsa was v'tzarech v'nira li v'tzarech lebot kam pamayim. That it appears to me that you should check it to fill in twice every 7 years. Okay. Well, I just received my great-grandfather's Chaye Adam, who was killed al Kiddush Hashem by the Nazis. I just found it. I'll tell you the story shortly. I just found it in my parents' house. And here's Girsa. It actually doesn't say Venir Ali. It says Vav Tzadi Lamed. V'tzarech levodkam. And so the two Girs, they have a question on the bottom. On the bottom of the new Chaye Adam, they say that there are some girsos that have it differently. And I think it probably is correct. It probably was Vav Tzadi Lamid, like in my great grandfather's Chaye Adam. And they thought that it said Venerally. But Vav Tzadi Lamid would be Vitzarech Lebodkam as opposed to Venerally. I was going through my father's Sfar. It must have been that my father, Haredi Kaparis Mishkavel, found this Chaye Adam the last few years in his stuff from my grandmother. And I opened it up and I noticed it was my grandfather's name. My grandfather had written it, and I was very, very excited because we have a few svarim that my grandfather had written his name in. And then I opened it up again a couple days later, as was my father, Bli Ayin Hara, has tens of thousands of svarim. So I was looking through a lot of svarim when I was in my parents' house. And then I looked more carefully. There was something, it was a scribble.
scribble in Yiddish. Scribble in Yiddish. I couldn't make it out. My grandfather's name was much more prominent. And then eventually I strained my eyes, and I saw that it was the first time I had ever seen in handwritten my grandfather's wife, my grandmother's father's name written out, Menachem Mendel Margolius. And I strained, and I saw that it was originally his. And I know that my grandmother had brought from Europe 3 years before the war, had come over, when she had come over from Poland, she had brought a few svarim for my grandfather, and kanireh was this chai adam. This is the only thing that I have for my great-grandfather who was killed al kiddush Hashem. Now, why am I telling you this now? The reason why I'm telling you this right now is the following. There's a fascinating story, which also I have a personal connection to, through a Talmud. One of my Talmidim has a Ktzais HaChoshen that in Cleveland in the 1940s was purchased by one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Telz, who had just survived. Most of course, Ruba de Ruba of Telz was all killed al Kiddush Hashem. A couple of the Rosh Yeshivas survived, and they went into a Jewish bookstore. They ran away. They weren't able to bring a lot of svarim over. They went into a Jewish bookstore, and they asked to buy a ktsais. So this story's been made famous, but one of my Talmidim has the actual ktsais itself. And this Rabbi Krohn made the story famous, that he went into a bookstore, and the bookseller started laughing at him. A ktsais achayishin, no one has asked me for that for years. For years. Said, maybe I have one. And he went to the back of the store, he rummaged around, and he found a dusty ktsais achayishin. This is the early 1940s. And he took it out, and he told this Rebbe in Telz. He told him, I am selling you the last Ktzais HaChoshen that will be sold in America. The last Ktzais HaChoshen that will ever be sold again in America. I'm thinking that when the Jews in Vancouver saw my grandfather holding this Chaye Adam, did in their wildest dreams think that my great-grandfather, who was killed al Kiddush Hashem, that we would be talking in Mishkafayim Ramat Beit Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael, in Tavshin Pei Gimel, about the girsa of my elder Zayda Menachem Mendel's Chaye Adam. Lachem v'loy la'akum, the koyach of Kiddush Levana, the chashchus, that even when things are entirely, entirely, entirely dark, Netzach Yisrael lo yishakeh. And there are dozens and dozens and dozens of stories about this in Klal Yisrael in the last 60, 70 years. But this is not just, sometimes we think that this is unique about the phenomenon of the last 70 years, but it's not that way. It's been the history of Klal Yisrael. This has been the history of Klal Yisrael for generations and generations and generations, all the way back to that first mitzvah. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Netzach Yisrael lo yishakeh. So that's why this piece has always meant so much to me, of Nesiva Shalom. And it's such an inspiration because it applies on the national level of Klal Yisrael and applies to us. We can think about it in our own lives. We can think about our own lives, the times that we were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the times when things seemed so distant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya to be able always to truly, truly Sachim, Sasim, Usmeichim, Vasleis Ritzayin Koinam, that we should rejoice in those, even in the chashchus, because we know the more that we rejoice in the chashchus, hazoyrim bedima brina yiktsayru, that will be zocha b'siyata d'shmaya to a full gilui shchina. But that full gilui shchina is only dependent on our ability to be mekabel pnei shchina, even shelo yishanu es tafkidam, even in time of chashchus.